The College Football Experience Eastern Michigan Eagles 2022 College Football Preview Episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET. Get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their brand new over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is free to download, and it is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that thing today and let it ride.
This is Brian Bosworth, a.k.a. The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
Football Experience Eastern Michigan Eagles season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dan to Base Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
One of my favorites, Eastern Michigan, baby. Great. Great stadium, great turf. Shout out to Chris Creighton, my boy, but I am a full-on Eagle fan. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Play it out. Play it out.
Let it rock. What is that? Reinierson Stadium?
It's so great, that gray turf, making it look like it's 1950. I am joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh! Well.
Buddy, let me give you some music here, all right? Let me give you some.
Something. Yeah, buddy. The great people of Ypsilanti want to hear about this. Population at 20,792. This is what college football is all about. A town, a team, and a dream. Here we go. We got the Eagle pride.
We do have the Eagle pride. Shout out to Max Crosby. If you watch the NFL, you might say, hey, I know that guy because he's a fucking beast. He went to Eastern Michigan.
One of only 11 players drafted since 1978, but second team all pro.
And
it's easy to see a tide turn,
because tide turning is what exactly Chris Creighton had done here. If you go back and look, Patty C, this team hadn't been bowling since 1987. Right?
One bowl berth in the history of the program prior to his arrival.
I mean, they hadn't had a winning season since 95, right?
Is that true?
Yeah, one winning season, really, since 1989, right? Before he arrived.
God.
Right? He shows up, and I've been told by many people this is the hardest job in America, right? For the FBS. He goes 2-10 year one, he's building something. 1-11 year two, then boom, 7-6, followed by 5-7 with 7 losses by 1 scores. Then 7-6. Then 6-7, then a COVID year 2-4, but last year back at 7-5 in the regular season, they did lose the bowl game. So 7-6 overall.
So let me get this
straight.
Four
bowl games. Yeah.
This team's existed on the FBS level since 1975. He takes over in 2013. So I'm not a mathematician, but that's 38 or so years, one bowl berth. And then here we have in the last 6 years, four bowl berths.
Four bowl berths.
And the 2 years that he missed bowls, 5-7. Like you mentioned, what, seven, all seven games by a touchdown or less. And then the other 2 and 4 year was COVID.
Yeah.
The guy, you're right, is this is one of your guys. This
he's
is,
so slept on. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's
hey, tough. Colorado, pick up the phone. Call you Splanty or whatever the fuck this town is. All right. Cause I love Eastern Michigan football. I actually want him to stay in a way, but then part of me is like, he's so much better of a coach than people realize.
There is a ceiling on a Eastern Michigan, it seems, but I'm with you. If he's willing to stick it out for it, because how long has he been there now? He has been
8 years.
8 years.
8 years. Chris Creighton.
Ypsilanti. I struggle with that pronunciation, but NC Nick helped me out with that one.
Well, look, he's 37 and 57, so I think any bozo would say he's doing a terrible job. If you saw that, but they don't know the history and they don't watch the games, Patty C. We do at the College Football Experience. That's why you should subscribe. And guess what? You can watch us on YouTube. So check out the YouTube channel for the College Football Experience as we break down all 131 college football teams, a solo episode for each and every team in the land. Patty C, I mean, I love this team. They're my favorite MAC team. You know this. This and I, you know, for a long time, I liked Northern Illinois, but I like Eastern Michigan with Chris Creighton. I like their. What's weird though is that he kind of pulled a Saban and shifted their identity. They were like a ground and pound team, like, I want to say like his first 6 years.
Yeah.
And like the last 2 years, they're just airing the fucking thing out.
Tell us about those numbers to back that up a little bit.
I will tell you about, cause last year, hey, you had a successful season, but man, the offense, they were 112th in rushing offense in the nation, 34th in passing offense.
Pretty big difference.
Chris Creighton is the OC.
You would think a team with gray turf would be committed and in Michigan would be committing to running the ball.
51st in scoring offense, 79th in total offense. Maybe it's like Jerry Glanville said, when we had Jerry Glanville on the show a couple weeks ago, go listen to that on the Sports Gambling Podcast. Shout out to our friend, Jerry Glanville. He's been on several times. And he's from Northern Michigan, I believe. I think he went to Northern Michigan University, Jerry Glanville.
Jerry Glanville.
But he was saying, he goes, I never run the same defense. He goes, I've been coaching defense, but I go with what my personnel is.
Yeah.
So maybe Chris Creighton realized, hey, I got Ben Bryant, who has since transferred to Cincinnati, but he was their starting quarterback last year.
Yeah.
He's pretty efficient at throwing the ball.
Well, maybe that's what makes a coach good, because homie
Chris Creighton?
No. Jerry Glanville's been a stud for a long time.
Yeah.
Bud Foster, I heard him talking about his approach, and he's like, I try to never call the same stuff 2 weeks in a row. I'm trying to always bring a completely different scheme week to week and keep the offense guessing, you know.
I love it.
And so if that's what makes a good coach, you know, bringing the guesswork into the equation and obviously adapting to your personnel, Chris Creighton proving it on the field. You,
big fan. He's had, and it's not just in the MAC. I know he doesn't have a MAC championship. They haven't had a conference championship since 87, but he's beaten Illinois at Illinois. He's beaten Purdue at Purdue. And I want to say Northwestern at Northwestern. He's gained some Power Five wins. I might even be forgetting. I think they beat Rutgers at Rutgers also.
You got to like slapping the Big Ten around, especially locally. A little more about Chris Creighton here. Guy from San Francisco.
Really?
Not what you would think, but born at least.
When I first started watching college football, Patty, see, I remember watching San Francisco State football games. They don't even play football there anymore.
Yeah.
What happened?
What the fuck happened? That's why he went. He actually played football in Ohio. Okay, so that explains it. He played his college ball. Grad school in Massachusetts. He's a man of the country, but lo and behold, he's settled in small town Michigan to make his career.
Getting it done, and you know, so his starting quarterback, Ben Bryant, transferred back to Cincinnati where he was at the year before. And unfortunately, the year before, he started Preston Hutchinson, who played a little bit last year, but was basically a backup to Ben Bryant. Preston Hutchinson is now the starting quarterback at Chattanooga in the FCS. Both quarterbacks left in the portal. But Chris Creighton, you know, he had his own portal trick of his own that we'll get to in a little bit.
Is that right?
Yeah. Darius Boone Jr. You don't need Daniel Boone when you got Darius Boone Jr. back at running back. All three wideouts are back, led by Hassan Badoun. And let me tell you, as a guy that plays DFS and subscribe to the College Football Experience, because we do a DFS show every week, Hassan Badoun, I should say, is a fucking beast.
97 catches.
He is a beast. He won me money a lot last year.
1,015 receiving yards.
All three wideouts are back, Patty. See, they are breaking in a new tight end, and it's probably going to be Gunnar Oaks if I had to guess. But four or five offensive linemen are back, led by center Richard Bates Jr. They got an experienced offensive line. I think it's going to continue to be successful, this offense. Defensive coordinator Neil Netherly.
Netherly, yep.
He's got some work cut out for him, but hey, it's amazing. They were 7-5 a year ago, 94th in scoring defense, 113th in rush defense. They gotta work on that a little bit.
Neil Netherly, 7 years with the program, or 6 years with the program, after 7 years at UTSA. This guy is reliable. He's dependable.
He is 82nd in pass defense, 107th in total defense. You would say that's horrible, but hey, 7-5 is 7-5, and he needs a lifetime contract if he goes 7-5 again.
Right? And when I rattle off these recruiting rankings later, you're gonna say these guys are to go 7-5, especially given the fact that they challenge themselves a little bit,
and they keep beating the Big Ten.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. These guys are the best that he's clearly the best coach that Eastern Michigan's ever had. Are we?
Yes. Build a statue of him. Three of four are back on the defensive line. Patty C, led by defensive tackle Jordan Crawford. And I think that run defense should be better based on that. One of two linebackers, they do go 4-2. They do play 4-2-5, right? Or what is that?
Yeah, our lads has them listed as a 4-2-5. And let me ask you, is this right? They also have them listed as a spread option offensive scheme.
I would say recently.
Yeah. Even though Ben Bryant seemed to have him throwing the ball.
But he did throw the ball a lot last year. I mean, Badoon was a fucking
DFS. There are different types of spread option. There's Chip Kelly went from fucking Dennis Dixon at Oregon to, when he was at the Eagles, who do you have running the show there? Like
Sam Bradford?
Yeah, and Big Dick Nick.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, he did have Nick. He did have Foles.
There are some varieties to that spread option that you can run.
A lot of levels to this, all
right?
That's right. Just one of four back in the secondary, and that is cornerback Kempton Shine. Great name. Unfortunately, they're breaking in a new kicker. Their punter returns, but Jesus Gomez is going to be the new kicker. And look, as Chris Creighton plays a lot of close games, that might be an X factor. Because their kicker did leave via the transfer portal. He was pretty damn good.
Well, it seemed like they got away from that a little bit last year when we went from their scores were a little higher, because I feel like they were always in the 20-something to 20-something a few years
back. That's what I mean, though, man, is they used to kind of be like a ground and pound MAC team.
Yeah.
They've opened things up.
Last year they hit 50 points three different times. Yeah, he's opening things up.
I like it. All right. I mean, sure, they did get smacked by Wisconsin, but I mean, this is a team. And another thing is what they still had, dude, they still had three one score losses.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this wasn't that far from a 10 win team.
On the flip side of that, they had three wins by 3 points or less.
That's their game. That's their game.
He does close games and Chris Creighton.
That's why you got to be happy if you're a fan. It's like, look, I know even when we're bad, like this, that 2-4 year or 5-7,
we're going to be playing.
You're in every game. Yeah. And that's all you can ask for.
And if you're going bowling, fuck it.
More times than not.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta be happy with that. We're going to get to the transfer portal because it did play an X factor in this one. We're going to get to the schedule. We're going to get to recruiting rankings. We'll go game by game on the schedule. Talk about what Las Vegas expects from the Eastern Michigan Eagles and Chris Creighton. But before that, I got to get us paid. The College Football Experience Eastern Michigan Eagles season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com, and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their brand new over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. All right, you're home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that thing for free today in the App Store or Google Play Store. As you see Patty C be a complete jackass
throwing
on
up
YouTube.
The Omega over here. Come on, Shaq Diesel in the house.
Yes.
You know who I got that from? Dion Figures.
That's
back in
that's
the Colorado days.
Buffalo legend right there.
You got to love throwing up the Omega.
Yes. Yes. I also want to tell you that the Eastern Michigan season preview is brought to you by Trade Coffee. Yes, Trade Coffee connects customers to the freshest and best tasting coffee they've ever made at home by partnering with the country's best craft roasters. These are independent businesses from big cities and small towns. Trade customers are truly impactful for those independent roasters and often the largest source of new growth for them. And get this, it's expert tasted. Yeah, Trade Coffee has a team that can get out there just like Chris Creighton's boys. They taste test thousands of coffees to keep, and they keep 450 different kinds live and ready to ship to you every day.
Look, I think we all need Trade Coffee in our life. We, you know, by supporting this product, you're getting your A, helping the growers, right? Your B, helping the sommeliers of sorts, right?
Yeah.
Look, we all have tasted Starbucks. We know what that flavor is, right?
Trade Coffee, much better.
Trade Coffee, 450 different types. Try it out.
Yeah, you got to find out
what your real flavor is.
Trade Coffee's doing this.
What is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you.
That's what's happening with this product.
And hear the lamentations of the women. Don't cut that off.
Right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free, people. So get started today by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP and let Trade find you a coffee that you'll love. All right, that's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, and your other prying eyes. I can't talk. All right. That's why here at SGPN Studios, we use IP Vanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, your emails, your passwords, your communications, your browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings, people. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right, Patty C, we are talking Eastern Michigan Eagles. It is fantastic. I know, you know, they got some first team offensive players. Hassan Badoun projected as a first team offense MAC player. Some of these offensive linemen, City So. Great name.
Good name.
Brian Dooley. Quote the great movie, Armed and Dangerous. Is that fucking Dooley in here?
Dude, three first team all conference offensive players preseason. And that is promising.
And a nice defense. Jose Ramirez on the D line.
Probably the best player on the team.
Getting after it. But the transfer portal is interesting here. They lost Preston Hutchinson, the quarterback to Chattanooga, quarterback Ben Bryant to Cincinnati. They also have a slew of other guys in the portal that have not found the destination yet. Corleone Smith, great name. Jason Eaton, cornerback. Those are two offensive linemen right there, but also cornerback Jalik Yancey, wide receiver Xavier Smith, kicker Chad Ryland. This is the one I was talking about. He did find a home at Maryland. Wide receiver Rico Small, offensive lineman William Raceley. Safety Jarrett Paul went to go join Chris Creighton at Kansas. So I actually think they might. We'll talk. They brought in Cameron McCoy from Cincinnati. They traded quarterbacks from Cincinnati. They're like, we'll give you Ben Bryant. Give me Cameron McCoy.
Cincy seems to have won on that exchange.
I think so. They brought in wide receiver. How do I pronounce this guy's name? Homs Elziot. I don't fucking know.
Hamze Elzayat
From Fordham.
Your guess is as good
and
as mine.
Here's the big one. Quarterback Taylor Powell. Taylor Powell coming in from Troy with the Trojans in the Sun Belt. He's got starting experience. He's pretty good.
Huge.
You could argue that they got better at the quarterback position.
You could argue that, but you'd have a hard time proving that.
I mean, I'm just saying Taylor Powell's
Ken Bryant had over 3,000 passing yards last year and might be Cincinnati, a defending playoff berth team, invitational as it were, quarterback to be their starter.
I'm just saying Taylor Powell, though, for over 1,200 yards a season ago, only 7 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. Got to work on that, but he flashed. He flashed a little bit. Hey, so
live bullets at the college level is massive. And I feel like What, Troy is Conference USA?
No, Sunbelt.
Sunbelt.
Yeah.
Well, Sunbelt was probably at least as good as the MAC last year.
What? They're way better.
Way better. Yeah. I don't want to shit on the MAC on their own episode here, but way better. So if you're doing okay in the MAC, I mean in the Sunbelt, then you're coming up to the MAC.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna be all right.
So Powell's gonna be the starter, and I think he'll probably excel. I think the offense will be fine. Defensively, some question marks, but they did go get some linebackers. Like I said, just one of two back on the linebacking core, but Sparacio from Boston College comes in. Also Chase Klein from Michigan State. So maybe Creighton, maybe he won talent. This transfer portal. Okay. I think it's a little close considering they lost a stud kicker and a starting safety to the Kansas Jayhawks mixed with Ben Bryan and Preston Hutchinson.
Well, again, the 24/7 Sports transfer portal rankings only, I believe, takes into account the incoming transfers. 96 overall, but good for 4 in the conference.
Yeah,
4 out of 12. That's a win in the on the transfer.
And talk to me about recruiting overall.
I mean, there's nothing to say here. This is maybe the most boring recruiting team in the whole country. National rank over the last 5 years: 110, 124.
Speed for Christ's sake!
They need some more of that. 110, 124, 109, 101, 126 within the conference. That's good for 6-10.
So on average,
seven,
they're
10,
like 120 rather, right?
Thereabouts,
like 124th, probably, right?
No, I would say on average, probably. In fact, their composites over the 4 years: 117, 121, 116, 113. So high teens.
Well, that means normally that means you're not going to be making bowls. So that shows what Chris Creighton's doing.
I agree completely. And even within their conference, 11-8-7-8 is their composite talent ranking, and so they should be one of the worst teams since there's only 12 teams in the conference.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, he outperforms his talent. It's like you say, he's a developer.
He's a great coach.
He's not a recruiter, but he's a developer.
Great coach. Well, it's hard to recruit there, man. I mean, yes, Planty.
We're gonna work on it.
Ypsilanti.
There you go. You got it. It's a beautiful town.
I haven't been there. I want to go though.
I have no idea.
I'm trying
idea.
To go see that sweet ass field that's gray. Makes it look like I'm watching like Roger Staubach on the Navy midshipman. It's fantastic.
You know, it actually looks a lot like Ann Arbor. And where is it?
I think it's close.
It is. It's like 2 minutes from Ann Arbor.
Why are they afraid to play Eastern Michigan?
Are they afraid to play Eastern Michigan?
I think Coach Harbaugh might need a
Coach Harbaugh knows that he's facing a guy.
Little brother might be a little too rough for them.
Yeah, the local talent. He doesn't want it exiting Ann Arbor to go to Ypsilanti.
Instead they're playing fucking Hawaii. What the hell is going on here?
That's a fucking hard ticket.
That is a hard ticket to Hawaii. Where's my...
give me 1 second of that tune
all
just
right,
for fun.
All right.
Not for Michigan, but it is a hard ticket to Ypsilanti for them, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Go Eagles! You know what? Fuck the Wolverines. Go Eagles!
Yeah,
all
buddy.
Right? Where's my... Here.
It's a lie! The evidence has been falsified. It's impossible. I never broke the law. I am the law.
What do you think? The good folks of Ypsilanti.
They probably have no idea what the fuck they're listening to.
Are they bigger fans of Michigan State or Ann Arbor?
It's probably Michigan. It's right down the road.
Yeah, it's right down the road. Yeah, it's probably true.
But still, they should play more often if they're right there. Come on, folks. Let's do this. All right, Patty C. Las Vegas is saying the win total for the Eastern Michigan Eagles, 6.5. Now check us out. They lean under because it's -160 for taking the under. It's +135 for taking the over.
Let's do a quick history of what Chris
they won
Creighton's
seven games
there.
Last year.
Chris Creighton's history: 2-10, 1-11 in his first 2 years. Really rough start. Granted, he was following a 2-win and a 1-win team in Ron English. Okay. So, but then boom, year three boosted up 7-6, 5-7, 7-6, 6-7. Throw out COVID at 2-4 and 7-6. In the last 5 years that he's been the head coach, no less than 5 wins. And what's the over under here?
6.5.
Okay. So this is, he's never won more than 7 in that time. So.
But I actually think this schedule's the kindest to him. And let me hop into it because week 1, Friday night, God's Eye here at SGPN Studios will be rocking when the Eastern Kentucky Colonels come in. And tread lightly, Eastern Michigan, because Eastern Kentucky's not bad. Not bad. They want to go FBS. You look at what these Colonels did a season ago. And, you know, they were all right. They were all right. They were sitting there at what? 7-4. Watch out. Watch out now.
Friday nighter. You got to give this one to Eastern Michigan.
I do. And then this is what's interesting. They kind of have great luck with this. They're going down to Cajun Field to Lafayette, where Michael Desmoreau, the new head coach, we weren't sold on that hire. We thought it was kind of a lazy hire.
Yeah.
Louisiana lost a lot. Now, I still think we would favor Louisiana.
I feel like they just went with the guy with the French name.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they lost a ton. All right. They lost a ton. Levi Lewis is not there anymore. And a bunch of players transferred to Florida to follow Napier. I think this is a winnable game. I'm still going to take Louisiana, but I think it's great timing for the schedule.
Louisiana did what last
year? They won the Sun Belt.
Okay. Yeah, that's a long way for them to fall because the year before they were
really seen good. Eastern Michigan beat Purdue at Purdue.
Why is this not
with Jeff Brohm? I'm not talking Purdue before Jeff Brohm. They beat a bowl Purdue team on the road.
Eastern Michigan?
Yes, it would not surprise me at all.
This team is 23-2 over the last 2 years.
I know.
I think even
but their team got raided. I'm telling you, a lot of their starters went to Florida with Napier.
Even with Napier gone, 23-2 is a lot.
I'm still taking Louisiana,
especially on the road.
I'm still taking Louisiana, but I'm just telling you, the next game, Herm Edwards had his whole team leave. You can make a case they're going to start 3-0.
You could easily make the case, and I am gonna.
I'm saying that's a luck schedule, though, right?
Yeah, in terms of
like last year, this seemed like, oh man, they're gonna get the tar kicked out of them.
Yeah, catching Desmoreau in his second game.
If you looked at this last
FBS game,
if you look at this last January, because Leopold didn't leave Buffalo until late, like in April or May.
Yeah,
because the next game is home to Buffalo. So I'm gonna go ahead and say 2-2, but I think there's a decent shot they're 3-1.
See what they've done again.
It wouldn't even shock me if they're 4-0 here.
It would not completely. I would be surprised if they were able to get to 4-0. 3-1 wouldn't stun me, but 4-0.
I think 3-1 could really happen. I think three and run could really happen.
Losers are two straight against Buffalo, but the last time they played was when Leopold was there. Coach.
Yeah.
So
Buffalo was terrible last year.
Yeah, I think I got to lean Leopold in that one. So 2-2, we'll say.
You got to lead Creighton in that
one. Or Creighton, yeah. Sorry.
2-2.
Those were your two guys for a long time, yeah. Leopold and Creighton. So
I think they could be 3-1, Patty.
All right.
Watch out.
All right.
Watch out now. 2-2, though. Let's just play it safe.
Yeah.
Then they're home to UMass. This is a great spot because I think UMass in late November will be probably better. I think you get them here. Don Brown's fifth game. I think Eastern Michigan beats UMass.
I agree completely.
So therefore I got them at 3-2. They're at Western Michigan, who lost a shit ton as well. It's a winnable game. It's a 50-50 game though. I'll even give it to Western.
You got to give it to Western Michigan. Although Eastern Michigan winners of three straight in this series,
you know what? I'm taking Eastern Michigan
the last 3 years
and Western Michigan lost it. Ellaby's gone. I'm taking Eastern Michigan.
I like where your head's at. I'm going to lean Eastern Michigan on that recent history.
Yeah, so I got them now at, 4-2?
Are they rivals or a Central Michigan rival? What is the...
I think Central's even more, but yes, they are rivals.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a tritium.
A triangle?
Triangle rivalry. There you go.
All right. Then they have... They're home to Northern Illinois, which, once again, lose Rocky Lombardi. This was a one score game a season ago, and that was on the road. I'll even give it to Northern Illinois here. I think it's a 50-50 game though.
Are you a believer in Thomas Hammock and what he's doing?
No. I think they were incredibly lucky last year.
Give it to Chris Creighton. Don't be a little.
Let's go Creighton. Let's do it. So 2-4-5-2. I got him 5-2. Penny.
Yeah, let's say 4-3. Let's temper our expectations a little.
At Ball State, Ball State loses Drew Plitt and everybody.
What did Ball State do last year?
They were 6-7.
I'll say 6-7.
I mean, it's a rock fight.
This is in Muncie?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll say between Ball State and Toledo at home, they split those. I don't know which one they're going to win, but they did beat Toledo last year.
Yeah, Toledo was just 6-6.
At the Glass Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. Toledo was just 6-6. I think I'll put it like this. Between Northern Illinois, Ball State, and Toledo, I think they're going to go 2-1 there. So that would then put me at, so 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And now they just need one more win to cash that over. The hard part here is I think these might be tough. I think the remaining three might be tough.
You are really, really thinking Joe Moorhead is going to do some serious things at Akron. Do you understand the rebuild project he has in front of him?
I still think he beats Joe Moorhead. Chris Creighton does this year. We cash the over on Eastern Michigan, but I think the final two games they lose to Kent State and Central Michigan.
That Central Michigan game at home Friday night in Ypsilanti, the final game of the regular season, could that have conference championship implications?
Could.
Potentially, because we're giving them two non-conference losses. And if we're saying they have what, 7 wins at this point in the season, then that puts them at what, 7-3 in conference?
I got them at 7-5.
7-5
overall. Maybe 8-4, but also maybe 6-6.
Okay.
So, but I think 7-5, I lean over. So I lean over with Eastern Michigan. Take that action. They're giving you sweet action on that.
Gosh, it's tough.
Are you going over or under? They play so many close games. This is going to be a nail biter. I never lock this up. Unless it's like 3 wins.
Oh, I got 5 wins I feel really good about. And then a bunch of other 50-50 games. The 50-50 games are at Western Michigan, NIU at home, Toledo at home, at Kent State, and at Central Michigan. I bet they get 2 of those. I'm leaning over.
I'm going over too. Shout out to Chris Creighton.
I don't feel great about it, but
yeah, can't wait to watch more Maction Tuesday and Wednesday games. They should do the whole season on Tuesday and Wednesdays. Come on now, Eastern Michigan. Come on now, Mac, I should say. But yeah, subscribe, folks. We're breaking down every single college football team in the land, all 131 teams. Subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe to wherever you know podcasts can be found. We're on there. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. Also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience because me, Patty C, and NC Nick also host the College Basketball Experience. We love to talk Eastern Michigan Eagle basketball and Mac basketball. And also we host the College Baseball Experience with Noah Bienick. We have a great platform over here at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And if you're a NFL fan, check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're breaking everything down. If you're a Detroit Lion fan, win total, all that good stuff. Every team in the land with the NFL and college, we got you covered. Also, we host the USFL Gambling Podcast as that season heats up in Canton. Just a ton of great content that we do. The CFL Gambling Podcast, that's going on right now. Shout out to Rod Villa Gomez and CFL Jim. Check out that. I think you'll dig it. MLB Gambling Podcast is the Detroit Tigers fans out there, perhaps. NBA Gambling Podcast, NHL Gambling Podcast. You just got to check it out. All right.
We're doing everything.
Yeah, we got everything covered. And it's a free app to get. Get the SGPN app. You'll get access to all of this stuff, all of our articles. You'll get access to all of our guest appearances. How many great guests have we had on the show? Mike Leach comes on all the time. Eric Metcalf. I mean, who else? Patty C. Jerry Glanville. We talked about Jerry Glanville.
Every badass you want to hear from, right? We got him on.
June Jones. He was a Detroit Lions offensive coordinator a long time ago.
We send him down the road.
Yeah. Right? Chris Long, Super Bowl champ. Joe Theismann. We get them all. Come on, check him out. Steve Lavin. Anyway, Bill Burr. I got to mention that. But yeah, subscribe to the whole network. Get the app and check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. We're always talking college football there. Look, if you give us a 5-star review on iTunes, take a screenshot of that review. Find us on Twitter. We're at TCE on SGPN, and or you can send it to me personally at TheColbyD, and we'll send you a College Football Experience T-shirt. How about that? Patty C's on Twitter at PattyC831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. The Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give us all a follow. All right. It helps us, guys. And girls. So dude, come on. Let's kick ass. All right. Check us out. Guys, I think you'll dig
it. We're getting close to 4th of July. After 4th of July, we're officially on college football season.
That's
right?
What I'm saying.
We're smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
Yeah. There cheers to that.
All right, folks, this is the Eastern Michigan 2022 season preview. Give me the over and Chris Creighton. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. Run, it's you.